We continue with the seventh section of the story. Azot yatzu chamshav ne Matityahu, with their father's strength and blessing, the five sons of Matityahu went out by Yomanze on that day. Vaylachmu b'amimem v'yargu b'hem hereg rav meod. They fought these nations. They killed tremendous numbers. Vayareg mem Yehuda. And in the first war, they lost their general Yehuda, the firstborn son of Matityahu. Botashak sheraw b'nei Matityahu k'nehrag Yehuda. When they saw that they lost their general, that Judah was killed, shavu vayvo laviyim, they returned to their father. Vayom alem lama shavtem. So their father says, "What did you guys come back for?" Vayanu v'yom roshan nehrag Yehuda achinu. They said, "We lost Yehuda. Shayan achshav kmo kulanu Yehuda. He was such a warrior. He outdid all of us put together." Vayan Matityahu aviyem vayom alem. So Matityahu said to them, "Ani etzei machem ve'lachem ba'amim eile. So then I will go with you to fight these nations. Peni avdu bet Israel, because if we take If we pull back now, all of Israel is at risk. And you guys, stop mourning, be comforted over your brother. We have to continue." Matityahu went out on that day with his sons. They continued the war. The God of heaven gave all these mighty warriors in their hands. They killed masses of the enemy. They defeated those by sword and those by bow and arrow. Be it the generals, be it the officers. And the nations that were summoned to join the war, they too fled out to sea. And Elazar made it his specialty to kill the elephants. He would climb under the elephants and pierce their stomachs. And then one time, he hit an elephant too hard, and all the dung came out on him, and he drowned in the dung. Initially, at the end of the war, they couldn't find him. And then they found that he had drowned among the dung of the elephants. So we said that the Greeks brought with them many nations to join in the war. They saw that they couldn't handle it alone. So the Jews rejoiced that they were victorious against their enemies. They burned some, they pierced some, they hung some. And Bagris, the wicked, who led his nation to paganism, he was burnt. When Antiochus the king heard that Bagris the wicked and all his generals were killed, he too fled out to sea. And wherever he went, rebellion started to overtake him. And that's what we said. This happened twice in our history, that the Jews hoped to capitalize, that if they would start a rebellion, other nations too would rebel against the Greek Empire. And what they had hoped came true, that other nations rebelled as well, and they started calling Antiochus, the one who runs away, v'pil tatzmo bayam, and ultimately he committed suicide. And so the Hasmoneans were victorious against the Greeks.
How does this sound?